This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for August 27th. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft has a new director of sales for the Americas. Drew McEwen sold over $1 billion in aircraft in his 28 years at Hawker Beechcraft. U.S. Senator and Kansas Republican gubernatorial candidate Sam Brownback says that if elected governor, he will work to maintain the preeminence of Wichita's aerospace industry. There were no serious injuries when two aircraft collided on the runway at Diamond Point Airport in Sequim, Washington on Tuesday, but both airplanes sustained substantial damage. The U.S. Navy, Marines, and Coast Guard have concluded that a deadly midair last October between a Coast Guard C-130 and a Marine Cobra helicopter was a simple case of failure of both crews to see and avoid during VFR. The U.S. Navy lost control of one of its unmanned helicopters August 2nd, and instead of flying home autonomously like it's supposed to, it took off for Washington, D.C. and wound up busting the ADIS. China says a North Korean MiG-21 that wandered into its airspace and crashed last week was having mechanical troubles, not being flown by a defector. Chile has told Embraer it wants to buy and help build the company's new military tanker, the KC-390. Amateur sky watchers say the U.S. Air Force's secret X-37B spacecraft disappeared from July 29th to August 19th, then reappeared in an orbit 30 miles higher than the original one. And amateur rocket builders in Denmark are about to test a suborbital space vehicle they've built with no government funding. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, I'll talk with John Snyder of Personal Rotorcraft LLC about the Mosquito Single Place Kit helicopter and his impressive demo flights in the Mosquito XE. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.